It now follows an off-the-cuff debate pilot episode wherein Oliver and Alex argue whether Pirates of the Caribbean, Curse of the Black Pearl is as good a film as Raiders of the Lost Ark. All rise for the mostly honourable Mason Carter.
No.
Alright, okay.
We'll do it now, live. Boom.
Okay.
I'm going to be the adjudicator
one
here because I'm actually partial either way. I like both of them.
Okay. What if... Okay, Ollie, go first. You put forward your case. I'll put forward a case and then debate afterwards.
I don't have a gavel. I need a gavel.
You need a ding for when he talks for more than, say, 5 minutes.
Okay.
Yeah.
You just sort of...
So, let's just clarify this for the listeners. So, the argument is that I believe that the original Pirates of the Caribbean, Curse of the Black Pearl, and we're only talking about these two films in general, okay? I think that Curse of the Black Pearl should be considered as good as Raiders of the Lost Ark, Indiana Jones.
Yeah. And Ollie is for that assertion. Alex, me, is against that assertion.
And me, I'm okay. I'm on the fence.
Yeah.
So, Ollie, please state your first statement or whatever.
state your argument and we'll time you 5 minutes.
Let me get a sip of water first because I'll...
Shall we? I might edit this to be separate.
Yeah.
Okay.
Let's go for the 2 seconds.
He's getting a drink.
He's refueling. I can
hear me.
This is like the Mad Max game.
He is. Yeah. I hope he didn't just kick over his thing. I hope he's recording properly. I don't trust him.
Would this work? I've just got like the lid from my tin of biscuits. I was just gonna smack. Is that a good effect?
Got like some deodorant or something?
No, I have Roll-On.
I have Roll-On.
What if I time him? But then you have to time me.
Yeah. Hang on, I'll just get a timer. Where's the little timer thingy?
Oh, why don't you just set a timer on your phone?
Do I have 2 seconds to drop down notes or do I have to
My phone's on charge on the far side of the room. I'll just do it on Google.
God.
As a 5 minute timer. And I've got, oh shit, it started. Reset. Right, are you ready, Ollie?
He's taking a gulp of water.
You drink like Michael Gove.
That's the best thing that's ever been said on this.
Son of Gove.
Son of Gove. Oh my god, he is Son of Gove. Son of Gove 2, The Revenge.
Okay, hold on. Let me jump down a couple of points. No, I think I'm.
Neither of you need to do that. If you really believe this, if you're passionate about this, you can just do it off your head.
I'm passionate about this. I can do this off my head.
Do it off your head. Back to Gove again.
Shit, I need a drink now.
I love preparation.
Right.
I'm definitely going to cut this up into two pods, by the way. I'm definitely going to have this as a separate one.
Do you really think this is going to go that long?
Well, more the fact that we've done over an hour.
Oh, right.
So if we end up recording, I think we should record a solid 2 hours of stuff and then we can just split it up.
Okay.
And then we can release
hopefully
one
my,
soon.
Hopefully my
release
batteries
one
last
soon.
That long, but it should be good.
Give the people more. Keep the people more content.
Yeah. Right. Do it for the people.
For the greater good.
Okay.
Right.
The greater good.
Okay, cool. I got this.
Ollie, you may begin.
As good as Raiders of the Lost Ark. Okay.
Yep.
Is that my gum?
That's your
gum. Yeah, get on with it. Go.
Five minutes start now.
Pirates of the Caribbean, Curse of the Black Pearl, 2003. Based off a Disney ride nobody thought would be successful. However, this film launched a franchise that people still keep going back to based on the quality of this film alone. People keep coming back to bad sequel after bad sequel to after bad sequel because they keep hoping to get even a film a quarter of as good as this film. It has an iconic soundtrack, iconic characters, really iconic intros, a thriving score, really iconic villain with good catchy lines, brilliant dialogue. It's a fantastic film, really memorable, approachable, relatable, fun. It's one of those light breezy adventure films that we never get again, and it revitalized a genre that we have seen is dead, because like comparatively whatever franchise carries Pirates other than Muppet Treasure Island. So if you look at Raiders of the Lost Ark, also equally just as iconic score, iconic interactive character dialogue, character beats. Also has a is a benchmark for us to compare all the other films and sequels to. As a franchise, Indiana Jones is the better franchise. However, I suspect that as these two films in comparison, they are both as significant in terms of culture and their significance in terms of like people's minds for the future generations. And I feel like you hear the theme of Indiana Jones, everyone knows it instantaneously. You hear the theme of Pirates of the Caribbean, though it's a bit of a rip-off of Hans Zimmer's previous score of Gladiators. Admittedly, it is still associated with that genre and revitalized that whole thing. It was a whole breed of creativity. Johnny Depp also was nominated for an Oscar Academy Award for his performance as Jack Sparrow. that introduction, which is something that has over Indiana Jones, I have to no Oscar nomination for Harrison Ford, even though he was severely so for Raiders. Both these films, I do not contest. These films are not better than one or the other. They are equally as good and equally as significant to this popular South Coast film history.
Are you done?
I believe that is my opening statement. I'm willing to.
You sure? Because you've got.
Yeah.
You've used half your time. You've still got two and a half.
Yeah,
you've
got 2.5 minutes yet.
Okay. Well,
actually, no. We'll leave it there because
I think it would be better if I have back and forth because I want to see what Alex and then I can contest.
Okay.
Silence. order. That's what they say, isn't it?
I will have order. It'd Alex, be like John Burko going order.
Alex. Now, don't answer back to what Ollie's just said. Just put forward why you think.
Well, that's shit. Yeah.
Well, no, you'll be able to do a back and forth eventually.
Yeah,
but
get to answer back to you.
You have to bring up some points why Curse of the Black Pearl is not as good as Raiders.
And then we contest and we debate.
Okay.
Yeah.
So when you're ready, your 5 minutes starts now.
So, Indiana Jones, The Raiders of the Lost Ark, or as it was released, Raiders of the Lost Ark, was released more or less. It was not at the same time, but was alongside Harrison Ford's career-defining turn as Han Solo. However, I say career-defining. It was not career-defining. As you can probably all imagine, Harrison Ford ended up somehow taking over the box office by playing both Han Solo, Indiana Jones, and around the same time as Rick Deckard. Now, one of those is significantly less likable than the other two. That's more to do with the plotting than anything else. However, all three of those films have become iconic in their own fields, one of which became iconic in basically all of them and redefined cinema. However, we're talking about Indiana Jones. Indiana Jones, I'm being careful not to reference what my colleague has said, but I actually would like to say that I like Pirates of the Caribbean, Curse of the Black Pearl. I think it's a very good film. I think you're correct in saying, I don't think it quite revitalised a genre, but it's a great film, and it's a good study to put alongside Indiana Jones because they both are based on serials of the 1930s. You could argue less so with Pirates of the Caribbean because obviously it's based on other inspiration, blatantly ripped off Monkey Island, but we'll leave that there. based on a ride, but you'd be lying to say it wasn't in any way derived in some way from the 1930s version of Treasure Island, which is where we get that voice from. People who don't know that the pirate voice is from the guy whose name I can't remember. If I'd prepared this, I'd have it written down. But the guy who played Long John Silver, who basically played it with a West Country accent with the "Arr, Jim Lad," which came to define what pirates sound like to all of us, which Pirates of the Caribbean basically decides everybody sounds like. not a bad film by any stretch of the imagination. However, a children's fantasy film with all of the shallowness that comes with that. Not in any way a good children's fantasy film. A good fantasy film, but not a good children's fantasy film. A vacuous piece of trash that I nevertheless enjoy. Whereas Indiana Jones was a crucially beautiful adaptation and attempt to make a 1930s serial adventure serial, much in the same way that Star Wars was, but again, we're not talking about Star Wars in this. Indiana Jones is an archetype. He is not a character, he is an archetype. There is more to Indiana Jones than just he does this, he is X. Indiana Jones has a lot more, is an infinite depth to him, whereas Captain Jack Sparrow has no depth to him. It's all surface. Whatever the name of, I think he was called Will Turner, whatever that character was, there is no character to that. Elizabeth Swann, she wears corsets. She am girl and knows how to use swords. That's her character. The only interesting character in the whole thing is Barbossa, in my opinion. A great... Excuse me, order. Barbossa, who has some of the best... for the record, I will still reiterate, I really enjoy this film. I think it's fine to have shallow characters, but to pretend that these shallow the ideas of characters are in anything compared to the depth of Marion from Indiana Jones, the depth of Sala from Indiana Jones, the depth of the strange Belloc, the Belgian, you know, the depth of they're only in two scenes together in the entire film, but you know that they have a history just by the way that it is written, not because you're told they have a history, but from the fact where he goes, but once again, I must steal something of yours. It's just there's so much more to it than having to have three characters explain the entire history between Barbossa and Captain Jack. So I'm getting into the stride of it now. Come on, guys. How much time have I got left?
You got 40 seconds.
I want to get in there. I want to fight
40
back.
Seconds. So I will wrap up this this instruction by saying, describe Will Turner without describing his clothes. Describe what he is. Describe his character. Do the same with Elizabeth Swann. Do the same with Captain Jack Sparrow. Now do the same. Now do the same with every character in Indiana Jones, and you'll have a lot more time doing that. And I think that about wraps it up.
5 seconds. Okay, done. That's time. Ollie, you can talk back to him now, or however this goes.
Them's fighting words. You best start believing in ghost stories, Mr. Pollard. You're in one, right? Okay. Okay, so...
Is this timed as well, or is this...
This is just talking. Well, once I've had enough of one of you, I'm going to pass it over to the other one. So
you're going
to
go, order!
As soon as Ollie starts talking, I'm going to pass it over.
We can talk back in this part, can't we?
So it's Ollie's rebuttal. Off you go.
What do you say to that, Ollie?
See, I completely digress on the front of these characters not being memorable or having arcs. Will is a dreamer who...
I never said arcs, by the way.
In terms of character tropes and meaning and stuff like that, Will really develops. He's the centre point of this... He's the anchor of this ship, as per se. Drac is the dresser that everyone loves and
don't,
I'm going to let like him that, finish. Let him finish. Jesus Christ.
No, like he is the heart of the film. And Elizabeth, it's their relationship and their dynamic and their arc from becoming these sort of people that were, like, I mean, yes, it's arcs that have been done before, but they're handled so well in this film. It's just like this old adventure fantasy romance society.
Use your words.
I don't know. This is what happens when you don't have prep time.
I'm so sorry. if you generally thought about this and believe it passionately,
I believe it.
You'd be able to do this.
Can I rebuttal his rebuttal, or is he still? Do you want to? If you keep going, if you've got it, don't worry.
Yeah, hold on. I've got something else, and then I would also contest that Barbossa is a more iconic villain. I can't remember.
Germany?
Yeah, I can't remember half the names of the Raiders of the Lost Ark villains.
Adolf Hitler.
Scenes and he's not Heinrich in Himmler. Of the Lost Ark. He's not in Raiders of the Lost Ark. He's in
Tote.
No, he's in the other one though, isn't he?
He's in Last Crusade. But I'm just saying, they have I can remember one memorable villain scene in the film. I can't remember any of their dialogue. I can remember the coat hanger trick, and I think that's an amazing scene. But as villains themselves, I can't really say, oh, I can put them in my top.
So the quote that I actually said in my bit, you don't remember.
Which bit?
There he is. Once again, I must steal something of yours.
Yes, which he says twice. So much more iconic than I feel nothing. I feel cold.
Can I rebuttal the rebuttal now?
I genuinely don't remember what quote he's trying to reference there.
That's when he dies at the end of Pirates of the Caribbean. Yeah. Oh. So I've got a few points I'd like to make, which I've already said that one. I've already done that.
Oh, he's got stuff.
So, I was writing down while you were talking. shit. So, first of all, the depth of villains in Raiders of the Lost Ark, if I may come back to the point that he just made, the fact that Belloc, who is actually the villain...
Belloc, yes.
Has so much more depth to him and understands Indiana Jones far more than anybody in Pirates of the Caribbean do. The character moment that I'm about to talk about, there is more character in this 2-minute bit of film than there are in the entirety of The Curse of the Black Pearl. And it's the bit where Indiana Jones has smuggled himself onto the island, he's tracked them down, he has the rocket launcher, and he's threatening them. And Belloc moves everybody out of the way of the rocket launcher and says, "This is history. I'm not saying the exact words, but this is history. Feel free to destroy it." And Indiana, he can't bring himself to destroy it because he is an archaeologist and a teacher of archaeology, and it goes against everything. And it's never said, but he just knows. It's the thing, and it shows in because and such a good actor as Harrison Ford, who you mentioned earlier wasn't nominated for an Oscar. Now, if we're judging people by who's won Oscars, then I think that's an argument for another time.
It's one contention, and
That one scene is I think my favorite scene in that entire film, because he is an archetype, but it's he goes against the archetype. He's not this swashbuckling hero. He is a swashbuckling hero, but there's more to it. And the fact is, actually, he doesn't do this because of the adventure or for the money. He does it because he loves archaeology. And the fact is that if he'd be stopping them, but if he destroyed the Ark of the Covenant there, it would break his heart. And there is more character in that one scene. In the entirety of Pirates of the Caribbean.
Very good point from the Honourable Gentleman.
I can see it for the rebuttal to the rebuttal to the rebuttal, sir.
See, I would disagree that there's more character within that one moment than the entirety of Pirates of the Caribbean. I mean, the whole film has one fairy tale arc from begin to finish, and it literally, every character grows in it into some, especially Will and Elizabeth, but Jack as well. He's more of a Bugs Bunny type character in terms of there's always going to be that rebuttal, like where he will sink back into his sort of old ways, but you learn so much from and why he is like that, and there's so many layers and stuff like that to that character. He has dark edges, he's not clean cut, he's not this easy hero. You don't know whether you're trusting him throughout the entire film. He's got this history that you never learn the full amount of, but you're always curious about this character throughout. You're always learning something new about him, even though his character arc doesn't necessarily progress to him being you're just learning more about him, and that's how the audience progresses. So the audience is learning more about this world and this character as Will and Elizabeth are growing and developing, and they're learning from these experiences and this interesting character, and you sort of like get little bits of their history, and it's never fully explained why he gets off the island and stuff like that. You just sort of get senses of, oh, maybe he's lying, maybe he's not doing this, and then did he get off the back of Sea Turtles, did he get this, and then you just sort of get this.
I don't think you remember the film, Ollie.
You on crack?
Because he very definitely does explain how he gets off of the island.
Yeah.
I was here for a grand total of 3 days, and then the Ram Runners turned up and picked me up.
Yes, okay, that was it. And then, like, but then it's because of the way he lied about it, and there's like this unreliable narrative about narrator to him that I just find really interesting. And then, fuck's sake, I don't know. Hold on, let me think. Water break.
Right.
Water break. I'll have a water break as well. Just for the record, I've stuck on the scene in the background and watching it. It's 2 minutes long in its entirety, that scene I talked about. We are simply passing through history. This is history, is what he says to him.
Ollie.
That's the villain. The villain changes the hero's mind.
I think both films also use action to build character as well. I mean, if you look at the first opening...
I need to make a tally now because this is getting ridiculous. Right.
Oh, at least it means that we're both making points, though, if he's making a tally.
Yeah.
If you look at the first action scene of Curse of the Black Pearl with Will and Jack's fight, you're sort of learning Will's backstory, you're learning Jack's character.
Not really learning it, they just say it, don't they?
Yeah, they say it, but you're building, there's a purpose to the action through that. So you're sort of like seeing, you know, like, why is this a swordsman and what's his passion? It's action not for the sake of action. It's not just action for a fun fight scene like there is in Indiana Jones. There's character within the action. There's action scenes for just the sake of action scenes with Indiana Jones. I mean, none of the fight scenes really elevate build character. They're just situations that are there and they're fun and they're just there for fun progression of the story, but they're never like, you never like learn anything about the character from the
you can't yet. Say they're Ollie, there for no reason except no, progression for, they're, of the story.
Ollie, can I just remind you that you're actually arguing that Pirates, that Curse of the Black Pearl is as good as Raiders, so you don't need to shit on Raiders. You just need to say why Curse of the Black Pearl is as good.
I don't know. Yes. Anyway, so...
That's not me, but I'm trying to help you. Alex, stop
looking
smug.
I've tried to help him through this as well. Sorry. Hang on, I'll hide myself at the moment.
This isn't helping. God. Anyway.
Give us another point why Curse of Black Pearl is good. As good as Raiders. Why do you believe that it is as good as Raiders? You said in your intro, score, characters, or what else did you say?
Iconic villains, lines, dialogue. It revitalized the dead genre of like pirate movies.
Cutthroat
Island was the last.
Please go. Talk about that. Cutthroat Island, that film that I've definitely heard of.
Yeah. No, I'm just talking about pirate. Yeah. Well, what other pirate films have you heard of? Other than Pirates of the Caribbean before Pirates?
Muppets on Treasure Island.
Pirate films.
Treasure Island. The Goonies.
Legit pirate films, like proper pirates.
Yeah, nothing since Pirates of the Caribbean at all.
No, before Pirates of the Caribbean.
Yeah, but you can't have revitalised a genre if there's nothing afterwards. That's not how time works. Time doesn't go backwards.
No, it revitalised...
All right, I think what you really mean is swashbuckling films more than pirate films.
Swashbuckling, the adventure film in general. Like, it's something that it captured the moment in that, you know, we haven't had... in a long time. Like, there's, I can't think of many adventure films.
What films exist because of Pirates of the Caribbean?
Haunted Mansion.
Name.
Ollie, you just got yourself a point.
Jungle Cruise.
If you give him a point for that, I'm going to be very annoyed.
I actually have.
Can I make one final point? I don't know how tired you're getting.
Just
of this
trying to think about the points of what makes.
If you want to make your final statements, you can.
Hold on, let me prep.
Well, okay. Can I make my point and then Ollie can make his final statement? And I'll make my final.
All right. Yeah. Go.
Because if we're doing back and
forth,
that
is true. Yeah.
My point about acting, and you brought up Johnny Depp there, and how he was nominated for an Oscar, as Harrison Ford wasn't. Harrison Ford has never, ever been typecast, ever. And after that, he still created iconic roles, perhaps less iconic, but iconic roles that were never, incidentally, nominated for Oscars. Johnny Depp became a sort of almost joke of a character actor, continuing to do sort of bad, just not good characters after Jack Sparrow. Jack Sparrow was his last good one. There may be exceptions, and I'm... you know, I'm more than willing to bet there probably isn't, except that I'm not thinking of. But after that, we had him as Willy Wonka, which was terrible. Mm-hmm. We had him as the we had him as Tonto in The Lone Ranger, that film. We had him as Grindelwald in those atrocities.
Mad Hatter?
We had him in a few other films. We had him in... Oh, Jesus, I'd forgotten about that. We had him as the Mad Hatter.
Twice. They made two of those. Yes,
so, you know, iconic. And he made all of those roles iconic. I agree with you. Like, nobody ever thinks of other people that played those roles outside of Johnny Depp, apart from everybody. Whereas anybody that, you know, nobody's talking about the guy who played Han Solo in Solo over Harrison Ford. Nobody's talking about... you know, nobody thought, wow, this Shia LaBeouf, he's really going to reinvigorate this series. whereas, you know, Gene Wilder is Willy Wonka on screen.
Yeah.
You know, whoever played the Mad Hatter is more of the Mad Hatter than whatever that was.
And from Harrison Ford's own mouth, no one else is going to be playing Indiana Jones. Yeah, that's his role. Not that I'm taking sides.
I would make an exception for River Phoenix as the young Indiana Jones in that bit at the beginning where he is exceptional. And I'm not just saying that because River Phoenix was very good, but in the role as a young Harrison Ford, he was fantastic. But yeah, that's not my closing thing. But that's I just wanted to make a point.
That's still a good point. I enjoyed that. Well done.
Yeah.
Final statements, gentlemen. Ollie to go first. Yeah.
Well, he's a pirate. I don't know. I'm just trying to think of when I think about that film for me. So, Pirates of the Caribbean, the original Curse of Black Pearl. It was the film that made me want to make films in a way. I just like the sense of adventure, the use of practical effects. I think that we don't see very often. I think it had really revolutionary CGI for its time. Really cool. It's something special that we don't see very often these days, including the sequels. Like, it just sort of, it captured something of an imagination, it captured something that I feel that we don't see very often now. And I think the last time we had, like, I think one of the only times I can think of in comparison was the Raiders of the Lost Ark and Last Crusade, in terms of, like, the characters and the arcs and the iconography of the spectacle. And it just sort of, I just like there's an attachment for me there, I suppose, more than Paula's got for it, I suppose. And it just sort of it's a sort of thing that we don't have in summer blockbusters anymore. It's a sort of adventure that we are missing. It's a sort of simplicity of it that I just sort of, I think we're always concerned about building on things and building a franchise and things like that, and this film came out, it was like a sort of an underdog. It was a film that was based off a Disneyland ride that nobody wanted to make, that nobody saw coming. It had a performance that everybody thought was going to be really off the wall, and all the producers were thinking he's going to ruin the movie by replicating Keith Richards. He's not acting like a pirate, he's creating something new. And then there's all these other elements, and like Hans Zimmer just coming up with Klaus Bantz's score that everyone just like relates and thinks, oh, pirate, every time, like Sergio Leone did when you thought of the Western. You just think of hit that score when you think of pirates. Now you just think of that sense of adventure. And I think it's important to acknowledge a film having that much of a cultural impact in terms of like how you think of a piece of history as like pirates. I think to have that as a significant, its main significant showing in cinema as this franchise, I think that's why Pirates of the Caribbean is as iconic and as mainstay part of cinema as Raiders of the Lost Ark is today. And I will
yield the floor.
I will yield my sword.
Okay.
Sheath my blade.
Alex.
So, I would like to bring it to attention the fact that actually the amount of time that has passed since Curse of the Black Pearl came out is more or less the same amount of time as when passed pass between Raiders of the Lost Ark and The Curse of the Black Pearl, give or take a couple of years. But that's the time gap, just to point out how old we all are. I just wanted to say about, reiterate, I really enjoy Pirates of the Caribbean. I think it is a simple film. It's very straightforward. It is based on, and I don't mean that as in a detrimental way. I think it is, the simplicity of it is the pirates equal, well, not even pirates equals bad, but, you know, the evil zombie pirates equals bad, non-zombie pirates equals good, navy just sort of happening in the middle.
Yeah.
However, the things that you said, so heroes with more depth to them, which I fundamentally disagree with, but this is the closing statement. Deep heroes that have a depth to them that you don't need to be spoken to you. Simple plots, eminently quotable, excellent scores, and sublime practical effects that you say don't happen very often. I would like to, at this stage, bring up a lesser-known film from 2015 called Mad Max Fury Road, which has all of those things. Has all of those things and
so much more.
Is relatively recent. Is it, we must point out, is 5 years ago at this stage, because as I said at the beginning, quite old. We also weren't going to bring up sequels, which is fair because both of them have absolute howlers for sequels. Not all the way through, I would say. Obviously, the we have a soft spot for the not the Kingdom of the Crystal Skull, the other one.
Last Crusade.
The Last Crusade. But we can't judge them based on their sequels. We're judging them on their own.
Yes.
However, when you have incredibly deep characters that have more to their backstory, that have...
Oh, flip, that another one is Norrington. Norrington's such a good character.
Leave more questions than they have answers. Indiana Jones, despite not needing any sequels at all in any way, shape or form, because it has, in my opinion, one of the best endings in anything ever.
Yeah.
As does, I have to say, Pirates of the Caribbean has a very good ending to it.
Hmm.
It's a bit by the books, but it's fine.
Yeah.
These are my closing statements.
I was agreeing.
However, Pirates of the Caribbean doesn't really leave much room for sequels, as we learn in the sequels, because they're just bloody awful. For some reason, with Indiana Jones, they went with a prequel. Don't know why that was. But my point is, the characters in Indiana Jones all leave themselves to be... you end up with more questions and wanting to fill in gaps, and it doesn't give you that. It lets the audience decide for themselves. Like I said, Indiana Jones, for most of the film, it shows him as a swashbuckling hero who doesn't care. He's sort of, you know, he's got the lady, he's got the pretty girl, and he's here to kill the Nazis. And then you have that scene that I already mentioned, which adds so much depth to him.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, other characters like Sala is just just an amazing character, in my opinion, played by John Rhys-Davies, famous, who's Gimli, son of Glóin. I can't remember the name of the actor, but the guy who plays Marcus just is only in one scene in the entire film. You leave, you go, well, who's this guy? This guy sort of like commissions Indiana Jones to go off. So you want to go, you go, if there ever is a sequel, I'd love more of this. I'd love more of them. I'd love more of this. I don't think anybody left Pirates of the Caribbean thinking, I want more of whatever Orlando Bloom's trying to do with this character. Keira Knightley, God bless her, was trying her best with, you know, I think half of her lines are about corsets or bodices. You know, there's great comedy characters in it, you know, like Mackenzie Crook and that guy whose name I don't know the name of.
What happened to what?
What just happened there?
The lights just go. Demon.
That was strange. I should wrap this up because Ollie's lights all just went off and then.
Yeah,
back
you're
on
losing me, Alex. You're losing me.
Oh, can you hear me?
No, as in like my interest. You're losing my interest.
Okay. Well, I'd like to wrap up and say, though they are both great films, Pirates of the Caribbean is a lot shallower than Raiders of the Lost Ark, and Raiders of the Lost Ark will endure, I think, for as long as cinema endures, whereas I think Pirates of the Caribbean will, after our generation has aged out and younger generations come along, will be largely forgotten.
It'll probably be rebooted. But yeah.
There'll be a remake. There'll be a remake of Pirates of the Caribbean long before there's a proper remake of Indiana Jones. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah. Okay.
And I finish.
So, gents. I think
Norrington's a great character. That's one thing I never brought up. That's for that.
Too late. I'm done.
I'm sorry.
You both make great arguments.
I'm just going to hide my face for a bit.
Ollie, I thought you started strong, actually. but
I failed. I know.
And I honestly was on the fence when we began this because. I have fond...
I believe you were, because you have been saying that to me.
I have fond memories now of Curse of the Black Pearl. I know what Ollie's trying to say, but he's not using his words. It's his one of his many flaws. But Alex just had the better points, if I'm honest. And I kind of see...
No,
I do see where he's coming from. So I think he wins. If I'm supposed to choose a winner,
victory with honor.
But
I think we should.
It is up there. I think we can all say we do like Curse of the Black Pearl. Ollie obviously likes it more than.
Yeah, no, it's a great film, but it's not.
I like them just as equal.
Really? You haven't mentioned.
Yeah.
It's what the whole past.
Yeah, I can
20
see,
minutes or so has been about, or maybe half an hour.
In the culture,
I don't know how long we've been talking about this.
We've been talking about this for the best part of 40 minutes.
I can concede, though, however, in terms of overall cultural zeitgeist, in terms of how generations will view the franchise, the films in the future, yes, Raiders of the Lost Ark is more likely to be more fondly remembered. However, I will endeavour to keep Pirates of the Caribbean going in my heart, and I think it's my favourite Disney film in general overall, and I think because of its history as in the Disney sort of zeitgeist in general, it was the main ride of Disney World that everyone sort of
I don't know what you're trying to say here now. It's over. Admit defeat.
I know. I've admitted defeat. I'm conceding it in a gentlemanly fashion.
What actually stole it for me was Alex's last sentence when he said that it is shallow in comparison to Raiders, because I can't. And well, your first point, your intro where you asked them to describe the characters of Will and Keira Knightley and all these others, I can't do that. I was half expecting you to just describe their roles in society, Will's the blacksmith and I don't know what she does.
I mainly go for swordsmith.
But it's I meant it in a sense that if you describe, without saying what his job is what he wears, describe Indiana Jones. Because you can. You know, might now be pretending you can't, but describe him as a character without saying his job or what he wears.
Roguish guy mm-hmm. that explores action oriented, a bit of a scoundrel. In love, he's passionate about his job.
Now, describe Will Turner in the same fashion.
Yeah. Okay. Will, he's longing to know his history, his father. He's passionate about.
How is that part of his character and not what you're told about him?
He's passionate about his craft, but because in the very first scene in the film, you sort of.
That is true. There is a depth in that scene where he does what does he say? Where he says, "You must pass on my thanks to your master," and he says, "Was it an artist is always happy to know his work is appreciated," or something like that. There is in that scene, there is a lot of depth to it. That is probably his best character moment in the entire film.
Yeah, so you see that sort of element of it presented there, and
but
then,
that's it.
No, because you sort of
too late, Ollie.
Show.
You had me at Haunted Mansion, but that's about it.